John Robert Coates. CEO, RF Safe Reboot 2021. To our valued customers and visitors. Through the last year of family members falling sick and surgical delays, the lockdown took everything RF Safe had built over 22 years, our staff, our business, and our inventory, see video, all one thing after another. I was already, pre-pandemic, heavily in debt with the cost from research and development for graphene-infused RF-shielded screen protectors that filtered microwaves from the front of the phone. Phone screen contour and design had effects on each application. Without a standard screen design for phones, this turned out not to be a viable reduction in a consumer's RF exposure, so I scrapped it with many lessons learned about using transparent nanomaterials for RF shielding applications. Despite the fact it is easy to say that RF Safe failed under these circumstances, it can only be looked at it as a failure if we fail to use what has been learned. I started RF Safe after losing my first daughter, Angel Lee Coates, attributed to occupational microwave exposure in 1995. I have spent my entire adult life researching and manufacturing the best EMR protection, exactly as I stated I would do 23 years ago with my first post on the RF Safe website, archived here. RF Safe's mission for my life, not a company, was born. Oddly enough, now my attention is brought to a single reference I made in my first online post as a young, heartbroken man that turned to God and the internet decades ago after a tragic loss of a child to build awareness for the importance of vitamins and a reduction in EMR that penetrates the body, especially that of a pregnant woman. Here is what stands out in that post today and why this is an essential email. At the same token, some EMFs have shown healing properties at certain frequencies, driving RF Safe for a better understanding of electromagnetic frequencies in general and their health effects, John Coates, 1998. I can remember writing that as clear as yesterday. Still, I have never had much to say about unscientifically proven electromagnetic radiation, EMR, benefits over the last two decades on the RF Safe website, except the occasional beware. Sticking to a simple philosophy, EMR only does something when the EMR effects are measurable in space-time with a meter. My view has been to save your money and stick to prayer before magic crystals when meters cannot detect the EMR difference from which these proclaimed benefits arise. If a lovely crystal resonates with you, please enjoy it. Personally, I can't support selling these EMR devices without a measurable reading using the best EMR detection technology available. What makes this such an important email? 222 nanometers EMR waves at a 1350 terahertz frequency. After spending all my life looking for this elusive safe frequency of EMR that is beneficial for humanity, a scientist at Columbia University has confirmed a 23 nanometers band of electromagnetic radiation between 207 nanometers to 230 nanometers is safe for human exposure and destroys viruses. To put this 222 nanometers wavelength into perspective, the EMR waves from a 2.4 GHz Wi-Fi or Bluetooth have a wavelength of 12.5 centimeters, therefore, can penetrate the body much deeper in that range. 12.5 centimeters electromagnetic waves interact with us biologically, even if it is just an increase in temperature, as the wireless industry wants you to believe. However, 222 nanometers electromagnetic waves cannot make it past the dead layer of skin cells to reach a living cell's nucleus when exposed to a 1350 terahertz frequency. 222 nanometers M waves at 1350 terahertz are the one measurable frequency peak that studies have found safe at over 500 times current regulatory limits that can play a critical role in our pandemic response to address indoor air quality, real-time air, and surface disinfection for active personnel APUG. More importantly, don't forget about our now ongoing hashtag war on flu against new variants of airborne coronavirus traps circulating indoors that have been shown to stay suspended in the air for hours. As of yesterday, May 7, 2021, the CDC changed guidance and categorical classification of the virus responsible for the pandemic. This science brief has been updated to reflect current knowledge about SARS-CoV-2 transmission and reformatted to be more concise. Modes of SARS-CoV-2 transmission are now categorized as inhalation of virus, deposition of virus on exposed mucous membranes, and touching mucous membranes with soiled hands contaminated with virus. Although how we understand transmission occurs has shifted, the ways to prevent infection with this virus have not. All prevention measures that CDC recommends remain effective for these forms of transmission. At RF Safe, one of our biggest ambitions is an upgrade in terahertz frequency wireless technology, 7G now, that already exists in current shortwave Li-Fi, light data transfer, at 372 nanometers, around 788 terahertz, which is only 2.22 electron volts, photon volts, away from 222 nanometers, or UV5, the endgame solution. From a technology perspective, we are very close to taming the microscopic world this way. Upping the game with solid-state 219 nanometers nanotech LED emitters becoming available this year. We don't have to relive 1918 over and over like Bill Murray's Groundhog's Day. This is the equivalent of saying the first aqueduct was 2.22 feet away from completion before washing the first germs out of Rome. Early adopters of this measurable yet invisible far UVC light frequency are needed now. Just as were the early adopters in Rome that had the luxury of washing the first germs away, people are needed to adopt far UVC lighting wherever possible for the sake of our children. Leaving our children better prepared than 1918 isn't a global shutdown, and 3 million deaths before a fraction globally have been vaccinated. We have the technology to create a safe M-shield surrounding our loved ones and coworkers in occupied spaces by putting this new far UVC light to work, reducing airborne viruses. The far UVC, 222 nanometers wavelength, is energetically equipped with 5.58 electron volts, for powerful photons to sanitize air and surfaces safely. These high-energy shortwave UVC photons provide an unlimited safe chemical-free solution, abundantly available sanitizer with only a 24 volts DC power source required for KRCL excimer lamps rated for 60 watts and below, making these perfect in remote areas dependent on solar power. Far UVC lighting provides a safer, more efficient way to control airborne viruses than the loosely bound protons in flowing water, especially when clean water is scarce in many parts of the world and dependable 110V electricity can be hard to come by in these remote areas too. This makes the far UVC lighting we offer today the most versatile non-pharmaceutical pandemic countermeasures in the world designed for anywhere on Earth. Each far UVC lamp comes with hardware to mount on the ceiling or wall. Depending on the retrofit budget, some beautiful and even unnoticeable far UVC lights can be custom designed. Several plug-and-play ready-to-mount far UVC lamp models are available in 5-watt, 15-watt, 20-watt, and 60-watt filtered 222 nanometers light assemblies. Why filtered 222 nanometers? See press release far UVC cancer risk? Importance of bandpass filtered light. Some of you reading this can feel the effects of electromagnetic radiation at 2.4 GHz microwave exposure levels, or 0.00000992559729248.6 electron volts, which is 9.9 millionths of an electron volt. These very low energy photons with long wavelengths can travel deep into living tissues, where far UVC at a frequency of 1350 terahertz cannot. This powerful 222 nanometers photon energy at 5.58 electron volts uses its very high-powered photons to effectively target nanoscale-sized airborne viruses without using a wavelength long enough to penetrate the outermost layer of our dead skin cells or the tear layer of our eyes.